Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Today, a year in review for Kentucky 4-H with the group's foundation executive director, Keith Rogers.
Well, it's been a great year. We are up over 238,000 4-H members across the state of Kentucky. That's a little over 30% of the population of ages kindergarten through 19. So it's been a good year. The foundation's had a good year in fundraising and supporting the program overall. We've launched a couple new things this year that we're proud of.
Rogers was making the rounds at Farm Bureau's recent annual meeting and talked about one of those new efforts to support the kids and their programs.
This summer, we launched the Kentucky 4-H Friends and Alumni, and it's a network. It's not an organization. It's a network, and it gives people an opportunity who are 4-H alumnus or have a passion for 4-H and youth development to give back to 4-H in a small way. $20 a year, they get a decal, they get the newsletter from the foundation, they get our email blast, the communications about volunteer opportunities, especially at the state level, like judging state speech contests and those sort of things. And then also, half of that $20 goes back to the county of their choice. So if they're from Caldwell County, for example, and they want to join and be a part of supporting 4-H at a low dollar level, like 20, with that same commitment, give back $10 to the Caldwell County 4-H Council.
In a minute, an update on the ongoing effort to replace 4-H summer camp facilities. We'll be right back.
I will take action against herbicide-resistant weeds. I will know my weeds, and I will stop them before they go to seed. I will do whatever it takes to give my crops the upper hand. I will use multiple herbicide sites of action because every action counts. I will take action, this time for all time.
This message brought to you by the Kentucky Soybean Promotion Board, funded by soybean farmers through their checkoff.
4-H Foundation Executive Director Keith Rogers says they hit a snag in their budget planning with the Laurel County Summer Camp project, but it's now moving forward.
We expect construction to be finished there this winter. They're now inside. They're finishing out the drywall and things like that on the inside. And the storm shelter was available for use this past summer. We got that part done, and it could be used if they needed it this summer. The cabin part, which is the second floor, the upstairs part, will be finished in time for the camping program the summer of 2015.
Rogers says completion on that project is just the beginning of the larger picture.
Now that we're about to get this one wrapped up, we'll turn our attention back to what we do next and how we go forward. But we've invested now, off the top of my head, about $3.5 million in the camping program over the last couple of years, and we've got a long way to go. I mean, if we do all of our improvements, we're talking about $20 million. So this is a long-term project.
4-H, making a difference in youngsters' lives. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.